It's Geek Furious, the podcast, episode 8. Let's go! It's the beginning of the end, and I don't know where we lost control. It's the beginning of the end, and I know that I am all alone. Okay, so, what do we got today? Oh, I'm a little melancholy today, Magnus.
Yeah, you sounded. You sound really melancholy right now.
I'm very, very melancholy. Well, you know what? I just realized yesterday was like, what was it? This weekend was daylight savings time, and I'm always expecting like the big Chuck drop in ratings the next day on Mondays. And it's the first Monday after 2 years where we don't have...
Chuck had a huge drop.
It did, right?
Zero.
It's zero. It's not there, but I'm just a little sad, you know? I'm not expecting that big drop anymore. Uh-huh. And NBC won last night, which kind of sucks.
On a Monday, yeah, I know.
On a Monday, so.
Which goes to all those arguments, all those negative people always said about Chuck that, you know, it was holding NBC back and that NBC's better off without it and... You know, that the network executives who kept renewing it were idiots, and, you know.
Well, you know, we're still holding up for the movie in 2017, right?
2017? That's way too early, man. That's only in 5 years, buddy.
But, well, that's the earliest. We're going to look at what? So, 2022, a 10-year anniversary. Great, okay.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice. When they're, like, 40, you know, when they're in their 40. I mean, Adam Baldwin will be, what,
60.
90? Oh, 60. No.
Probably. Yeah, 10 years.
How old is he anyway?
Isn't he 50? I thought he just turned 50.
Oh, that's right. He did turn just 50. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. He was a young man when he started the show.
Yes, he was. So we'll wait 10 years from now, and we'll still be doing these podcasts in 10 years from now. Daily, no less.
Yeah.
So the other thing I got, which I don't know how far you've gotten, but, you know, we got to talk about the huge, massive failure that is Mass Effect 3, because...
Well, I mean, I've only started playing it, so please, no spoilers, man.
I'm not going to spoil it for you, because I really haven't played that much either, but I've only played maybe about 5 hours worth of time, but...
Now, I keep hearing from people, they're saying, like, oh, it's a massive failure, or whatever.
The endings, apparently, yeah.
But every critic loves it, and, you know, again, look, we can say this a million times over, critics are not going to always agree with the public, mm-hmm. But if the ending is bad, fine, but as I've said, I thought the ending to Chuck sucked, and yet, I'm fine with the show.
It's the journey, it really is, and I think that's... And what the game accomplished, I think the trilogy of games accomplished, the fact that you're able to sort of go through and import your character.
Except I can't. For whatever reason, my Mass Effect 2 game save doesn't work.
You get, yeah.
You know, and
refund.
Yeah, so I don't know why. I mean, it sees it, but it just doesn't load it. So
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's... I mean, like I told you, eventually I'll play... You know, Mass Effect 1 through 3 in one, you know, massive 400-hour, you know, gameplay or something. But for now, I'm just going to play, you know.
I got to get back into it. My buddy got it last week. He got it on Thursday. I got it the first day, but he finished it over the weekend completely. He's texting me saying, best game ever, like going crazy.
How do you finish it over the weekend? What, do you not sleep?
He didn't. He had a 3-day weekend, and basically, he didn't go out. He finished the whole fucking game, just like that. My understanding is you could pretty much get through it. I don't know how quickly, but you could. There's all these different permutations. Apparently, there's like 17 different endings, like different ways of doing things. Yeah. So it's ridiculous. But I read somewhere that it shipped like 3.5 million copies. Which is like, holy fuck, if you sold 3.5, if you sold, not shipped, but if you sold all those copies, that's like over $200 million. That's like blockbuster movie money. I mean, that's ridiculous.
It's not going to be the biggest, but, you know.
No, that's like one of the, like the Call of Duties, I think.
Call of Duty is like 20 million. Battlefield 3 is like a 12, I think, or something
right.
like that.
Those, but for this type of a game, and for BioWare, BioWare is kind of doing really good for themselves right now, so that's a good thing. But I'm probably going to finish it. I don't know when, but I like what I've played so far, but I'm also kind of gauging it on in terms of the characters. I love the second one. So this one, if not all the characters are in there that I want to see from the second game especially, which people have been sort of alluding to, but I don't know. I'm a little wary about it. So we'll see, but I'm excited about it anyway. The other thing that I saw today, which fucking freaked me out, and I was like, why is it this even gracing my internet waves, is like the new Battleship trailer, which fucking just drove me batshit crazy. It's like some like Michael Bay is somewhere laughing his ass off because now people are emulating him. It's just stupid, ridiculous bullshit. Did you see it yet or not?
What, the new
they released a new one today.
Battleship?
Battleship, like You Sunk My Battleship?
Battleship, yeah. No, I haven't seen the new one, and I won't be rushing to watch it either. I have no interest. It kind of, every time I saw the old one, I couldn't tell whether it was Transformers or G.I. Joe.
Right.
So.
Right. And then the other thing is that it just looks like, this new one looks like some, like Independence Day is fucking Transformers. It's like sort of creating this bastard child out of the two of them, and I'm just like, oh fuck, man, come on. And I respect Peter Berg for what he did with Friday Night Lights. You know, he created, you know, he did the movie, then he kind of did the show. I mean, the show, which I love, but then this is just this to me looks like shit. I'm just
Well, I mean, who knows? You never know until you see it, but.
Right.
Okay. I have no interest in seeing it, so
I will not pay to see that movie. No, I'm sorry. That's not something I'm gonna do. Although, as far as trailers go, the one that I do love is we didn't get a chance to talk about it, is the Avengers trailer. I really like the Avengers trailer a lot.
Yeah, what? I'll tell you something, and I was thinking about this the other day. I was thinking about it last night. The Avengers looks really good, but I would love to see somebody make a superhero movie and take it very seriously. And now you could say like, oh, X-Men 2 or Spider-Man 2 or something like that. But even those movies, they still didn't take... It was still in kind of like a fantasy realm. I wanted to be like where the characters take every situation seriously. There, and I know that like this wouldn't be a lot of fun for the general audience. But I want to see characters... You know, one of the reasons I always love, one of the few M. Night movies that were good after Sixth Sense, Unbreakable.
No, yeah.
You know, absolutely. Like, I love what he did with Unbreakable, man. He took the fucking subject seriously, and he injected some humor into it, but for the most part, it was like, what would you do in the real world if you had these powers?
Right.
And I've heard that other movie, what was it called? The one that's shot kind of like...
Chronicle. Is that the
Chronicle
one you're talking about?
Yeah, I've heard Chronicle is maybe a little bit like what I'm looking for. So I got to see Chronicle, but I won't see it until it's out on video. Right. I want something like that. Something that takes it a little bit more seriously and deals with these powers in the real world and kind of like what the public would think seeing it too. They don't touch on that enough. So I think Avengers looks like it could be fun. But part of me worries that it's still going to be kind of like what we've been seeing, which is, I don't know. It's made for a general audience, you know?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I that's the sort of the feeling I get more with the Marvel films than I do sort of with what Nolan's been doing with Batman.
Right. Exactly,
so much.
Exactly. Nolan gets it right for the most part. Whereas, you know,
Marvel is doing...
Nolan nailed it, really, with especially the first half of Dark Knight.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny that when I go back and I watch Batman Begins, it's how good of a movie it is every time I watch it over and over again. I really like what he did with that movie a lot. Going back to Avengers, though, my problem with it is what they're showing. I love the interaction between the characters. I think that's really cool. But what I am a little wary about is... They keep on showing the same action scene over and over again, sort of the same city destruction scene, and it really looks very small. It doesn't look very large scale to me, and that's what I'm really concerned about. And being from New York and then looking out at sort of the scenery in New York, that they're filming in New York, you know that it's not New York at certain points. You're like, this is bullshit. This is, it takes me out of the movie for a second. But
so many movies are like that, though, where you're like, that's Toronto, man.
Right, exactly. And I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be really cool. I heard there was like, I just read somewhere like there was like a 3-hour cut, but he had to cut it down by 45 minutes. But that stuff is not going to show up on the DVD or the Blu-ray, which is like, oh, come
what?
On. And yeah, apparently he filmed so much stuff, but but Whedon's got to cut 45 minutes out. He wants.
Why wouldn't it be on the DVD though?
Not a director's cut. He might have like deleted scenes and stuff, but he's not incorporating it back into the movie. That's what I read. Which is like, come on, dude, do this.
You know what I have to say to that? My guitar is up here. I was just every time you're talking, I mute myself and I just like I strum the guitar for a little bit.
Well, that's good. All right. And then just going back to Unbreakable. Yeah, dude. When I saw it opening night, just based on M. Night whatever the fuck his name is, because of
Shyamalan
Ding Dong.
I said it right earlier.
Right. But
M. Night Shyamalaya. Whatever.
M. Night Shyamalan, or whatever it is. And I remember going into it and having no clue about what it is and walking out saying, that's probably one of the best comic book origin movies I've ever seen.
And then he'll never do the sequel, apparently. He's talked about it, but...
He's talked about it, but still, come on. It is what it is, but...
Let me tell you something, though. And I'm going to lose some geek cred saying this, but my favorite M. Night movie is actually The Village.
Really?
And... up until the final, like, 5 or 10 minutes or whatever. I think it's a great fucking movie, and it's a great love story and everything. And then they went for, like, the show. Like, no need for it. End the movie. Or, like, if I was doing a fan cut, I would end the movie as she gets to the wall.
Right, so you never find out what it is, but...
Or just cut that. Like, she moves forward, then just fade to black, and then she shows back up. You know, with the supplies, and that's it. And that's how you end the movie, man. Because that whole thing is so stupid.
Here's the problem that I had with that. Really, was that at that point he had sort of become a victim of his own success. That all of his movies had to have a twist.
Yeah, had to have a twist.
Right. So when I saw the trailer for it, I had no intention of seeing it. I didn't want to see it. And I remember turning to my friend and saying. I go, I'm calling this right now. I go, it's in the present. That's the twist. That's the twist.
That's
and I had never even seen the movie.
That's
never
the thing. You don't need to. And it was like, we did the same thing with Signs, where right. We were all sitting there going like, all right, it's going to be like it was faked. And then it wasn't. And that was a disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're like, oh, it's not fake. That's actually disappointing to me that it's not fake.
Right.
So
it was like it was that one. I think he tried to play it a little bit more straight ahead. And
listen, with Signs, you have to say that the resolution to that storyline was worse than The Village.
Well, yeah,
because it's like swing away. Really?
It was, oh my god!
It was so bad. It was so soap opera-ish.
I really, yeah. And then the whole prolonged death sequence of the flashback to the wife and all that stuff.
So horrible.
Come on, no. Anyway, enough of that. The other thing I got is I don't know. Have you read about what the Alamo Drafthouse is doing this summer?
No. I mean, I read about what they do every year, but what's different this year?
They're doing like a 30th anniversary for the summer of 82, and they're doing like all the like the summer of 82 is considered like one of the geekiest greatest summer movie seasons of all time. No Star Wars, but you had Conan, The Road Warrior, Rocky 3, Poltergeist, Star Trek 2, E.T. The Thing, Blade Runner, and Tron all in the same summer. And I can't think of another summer that was chock full of that many good movies. Like Star Wars, the years that Star Wars came out, you hardly had any huge other big movies that came out those summers. It was like Star Wars and then nothing else. But I can't think of another summer that's that great. And I'm kind of pissed because, first of all, they're doing it down in Austin, Texas, and whoever is from there, great for you. But you know, we don't have anything up like that up here in the.
Well, isn't that like Harry Knowles?
That's Harry.
So that's his thing. He's Texas, and you know,
I'm pissed that we don't have like a fucking type of movie theater like that up here in New York, for example. Like that does shit like this.
Yeah,
it's so cool. I mean, it's like, yeah, fine. I own all the movies. I can watch them whenever I want. But the cool thing is that they're going to actually be playing them 35 millimeter cuts on the day, on the anniversary of the day that it came out, the weekends that they came out.
If I ever become as big as Harry, and I mean in both weight and popularity, I'll put one of those together in New York, I promise.
And what are you going to play? What would you play?
Because, I mean, most people probably don't even realize it, but my name on the site, Head Geek Furious, is an homage to Harry. So, because he calls himself Head Geek on his site.
Right. So, but what would you play? If you had the option to do a festival, what would you play?
I don't know, man. I mean, you know, I'm not going to fucking start naming off things that I would play and then I wouldn't want to do it then. But, you know, of course, Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, but, you know, I'm not as nostalgic as a lot of geeks are.
Right.
So I get more in the moment, like, music-wise, same thing. I don't, you know, of course, there's, like, Metallica and the thrash metal scene in the 80s that I'm really into, but I don't get very nostalgic about anything, so I move forward. So whatever would be happening at the time that I'd be really into is probably what I would be, you know, promoting. I mean, like, Community, I'd love to get permission to cut some episodes together into a movie.
Okay.
You know, because there are several episodes you could do of Community and cut them together and make, like, an awesome 3-hour movie. Mm-hmm. That would just be killer, you know. And yes. I've actually been contemplating it because I was thinking about doing kind of like a promo video, and I decided not to do it because somebody else did one that was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know, the kind of like we had talked about doing that for Chuck, like when Chuck was coming back in season 3 and then season 4. You know, what's the best episodes to watch to get people into it? And I've always thought, like, wouldn't it be great if you could cut episodes together and then release it online? And it would just be pieces of episodes from different seasons, and then, you know, that would really get you the whole story.
Right.
So I'd love to. I would do something like that if they would let me. I don't know if the studios would ever let you do that, but
that'd be pretty cool, though.
Yeah. But I'd also want to, you know, I kind of like what Metallica is doing right now with their Orion music and whatever else festival.
Did you just read my mind? Because I was going to bring that was my next topic to bring up, by the way.
No, I didn't read your mind.
But okay, go on. Let's talk about that.
But I like the fact that what they're doing, and I know some people are shitting on them for doing it, but especially like the fact that they're putting it in different musical acts and not just pure thrash.
Right.
But Metallica said in 1984, we're not a thrash metal band. So, you know, for 1 year, they were tagged as thrash. And then they came out and said, guys, don't call us thrash because we don't think we're thrash. Even though they invented the genre.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, you know, don't put that tag on us. And yet, you know, nearly 30 years later, people are still like, oh, why aren't they just doing a thrash metal thing?
Well, didn't they do that last year? I mean, and look, you know, you and I have discussed this. I'm not crazy about the festival myself, but considering I saw the Big Four last year, and that's, I was excited about that. Now, seeing this for 2 days straight, I'm too old for this shit. But I was initially a little concerned about who the acts were. And then they added the thrash stage to kind of appease diehards and whatever. And
I don't think they did it to appease anyone. I think that was always the plan. They were just getting people together. I don't think Metallica gives a shit.
They don't.
They don't give a shit, okay?
They don't really.
If they wanted to, they'd put fucking Justin Bieber on there and they wouldn't feel bad about it at all.
And then I'd get tickets. I would be there front row for Justin. I mean,
no, I know. I mean, that's why you're not going, because there's no Justin Bieber.
There's no Justin, and I'm really upset because I was expecting him to come out and do sort of, I don't know. I wanted him to do Nothing Else Matters with James, do a duet, you know?
God, that would have been so perfect.
Wouldn't it? You know, it would have been so beautiful. But yeah, they're doing from, you know, it's an eclectic set of bands, I guess, but you know, the reality is I don't know, like, 70% of them I don't. And it's not because I love metal. It's just also I know a lot of other types of music, but I'm like, wow, these are really obscure bands for me that I have no idea who they are.
Yeah. So. Well, it's just whatever they're into. But I would love to put something like that together before, like, film and television and stuff like that. And if I was going to do an event ever, which I probably never will, but it would feature a lot of different things. And music would be part of that because, you know, I'm huge into different forms of music and, you know, playing and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The other thing I have is, are you watching Smash or not?
You know what? I've had it on, so I don't pay that much attention. There's a bunch of shows I do that with, like Castle is one of them, and which is why I don't review Castle on the site. Eli does. And, yeah, I don't know. There's even Psych. I like Psych, but I tend to loop it a couple times on the DVR so that I can catch all the pieces because I just don't get into it. So Smash is kind of like that with me, where I put it on, and I'm like, I just want to see what they're going to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not that interested in the show anymore. I would, you know, I watched the first episode. I was like, hey, that's intriguing. But then I watched it after that, and I was like, it's going.
I feel like it's going. Yeah, I don't dislike it. I just feel like it's very formulaic at times. And the reality is, there's characters or actors on the show that I really do like, and yeah. It's just kind of, and that's sort of what's why I'm invested in the show right now to some extent. But I guess you could consider it by NBC standards as a hit for now. I guess.
Yeah,
it's
gonna
probably be renewed compared to Awake. But I have a feeling that they're just like really telegraphing what they're going to do with it. And it's just sort of like mindless fun. But it's not one of those like you emotionally get invested in the show or like you really love some of those NBC comedies on Thursday, for example. You
know? Although I thought it was nice that in last night's episode, she cheated on her husband. That was good.
Right, but I mean, they're not redeemable. I mean, they're not really redeemable characters right now. How can you really like them? I mean, it was a pretty, you know, intense scene, but at the same time, how do you like those two characters for what they're doing?
No, I don't like anybody on the show, really.
I like the director. I think the director's kind of cool.
No. I like him because he's an evil shit.
Right.
But I'm saying, like, I don't really like anybody. Like, there's no character on the show. I'm like, oh, that's a great character.
You're rooting for this character or not.
I really want them to be happy. No, I don't care about any of them. The only interesting character really is the director.
Yes, he is.
Because he's kind of like, I don't know, he's a lot like me, actually.
Oh boy, please pontificate on that. Elaborate. What is it? How
he's a little bit evil.
A little bit?
But he's got a lot of like artistic energy, and he has a sweet, loving side to him that he shows when he wants to. But he's willing. No, he doesn't do it to manipulate. It's who he truly is. But he, you know, he will be very brutally honest with you when he needs to be, and he doesn't like pull punches when he is. And so, you know, I like that about him.
I mean, I'll watch it for what it is. Look, I'm an NBC apologist. I just like I took stock. Like the last couple of weeks, and I went by and I realized how many shows I actually do watch on NBC. And even if it's in the shitter, I still watch probably more shows on NBC than I do on any other network, I think.
I agree.
I don't think there's as many. I mean, like, other than the NBC comedies, Chuck, and now Smash and Awake, I'm like, oh boy, I'm really kind of an NBC bitch. So oh, okay.
Nirvana.
What? Why Nirvana?
No, it's even the wrong key. No, this is badly tuned. No, I don't know.
No.
Anyway.
Oh, well, that one.
Harvester of Sorrow!
Infanticide.
Yeah, sorry. You know, people don't want to hear me play guitar at all. Especially when it's badly tuned.
Well, that's good, because that's, you know, we make our own type of music, and they have to deal with it. I don't care. I don't fucking care.
I don't fucking care what you think.
So what do you think? We got anything else? or are we pretty much good for now?
I'm good, man.
We'll have plenty
listen,
more stuff.
No one's going to listen to this podcast, man. Yeah.
Fuck them.
You know.
Fuck them.
We didn't have that many people listening to the last one, so.
Oh, great. You know, the daily experiment is off to a rousing start.
I kind of expected it, though. So, you know, this is kind of what happens with these things.
I think what we'll tell them from now on is we're going to kill somebody live.
No. Well, maybe. But I think we just have to, like, name every podcast, like, Nothing But Chuck. And then they'll right. tune in, you know?
No, you know what? We'll just, as long as we mention the word Chuck, we can always advertise
Chuck.
That we've
done. Chuck.
Chuck. Chuck.
Chuck.
Chuck.
Yeah. Chuck.
We just we talked about Chuck.
Nothing but Chuck.
Chuck. That's what it should be called. Daily Chuckath.
Yeah, nothing. Chuck. No. Geek Fury is a podcast. Nothing but Chuck.
Chuck. Exactly. That's all. And people will get millions of hits. Millions.
Yeah, people will get millions of hits, or we will.
We will get millions of hits.
You know, in the entire time that I've been doing podcasts, I don't even think I've reached a million hits yet.
Collectively, okay.
No, sorry. I think I'm at about 500,000.
All right, well, then we'll go for 500,001. That's our goal.
Oh my God, when you think about that, though, that's a lot of fucking hits. You know, a lot of people who've been listening to me. I feel kind of famous right now.
You should. And I'm honored that I'm here with you while you're feeling famous. should we call it an evening? I gotta go watch the what is it?
I gotta go write articles. I gotta go write New Girl article and
Breaking In, right?
Yeah. Even though Breaking In is canceled, but whatever.
Yeah, but it's still. Oh, yeah. Oh, we'll talk about it tomorrow because I read some stuff about Breaking In.
All right, cool. Later. Tomorrow, Breaking In. I mean, Nothing But
Chuck.
Thank you.
Later.
Later.
Bye, people.
Later. Oh, Sheila. Oh, baby. Love me right. Let me love you till the